Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. A little Shocking Blue bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Have a great visit with our good friend Karen Kerrigan, the president, the founder, and the force behind Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org, an organization that I love telling you about because they do so much great things, so many great things, such an abiding supporter and advocate for small business, Karen Kerrigan. Karen, thanks again for all you do. I appreciate you reporting to us from the Republican Convention this week. What are some of the things that you're trying to get across? What are you trying to accomplish while you're down there this week on behalf of small business?
Well, I think, you know, what we're doing, obviously, is, you know, reinforcing, the message that's being delivered by the Republican Party in terms of the importance of small business to the economy. We're talking a lot about, and not just some of the, typical but important issues of taxes and, regulation and health care, but also, a range of different types of issues, that are important to building and sustaining a really healthy ecosystem for entrepreneurship. I mean, obviously, investment is really important, capital formation, mm-hmm. Investment in our broadband infrastructure, what that means for small businesses as they continue to adopt mobile technologies and wireless technologies. We're talking a lot about, you didn't hear too much about energy, but we really are pounding that home, too, because...
Thank you.
The price of gas and energy right now is, obviously the costs have been high now for so long.
Karen, it is an absolute disgrace, and I could think of some stronger words to use, but I won't, just so I don't get myself in trouble, that America doesn't have a comprehensive energy policy that serves this country's long-term objectives. And I'm talking about all sources of energy, that we don't have a policy. And I'm talking about Republicans and Democrats. I'm not just blaming any one party on this. It's ridiculous that our leaders haven't produced one of these ever.
Right. And I agree with you. And I think, President Bush tried that his first term, as you remember. That was something that Vice President Dick Cheney, spearheaded, but then it was undermined by, just a lot of on the left and the environmentalists saying, this was just sort of the big lobbyist who had a say in this plan. But it doesn't matter. I mean, we, we have so many resources here at home that we need to develop, and that this whole Keystone XL, debacle is just mind-boggling.
Another one.
Particularly when you do have constituents on the president's side. The labor unions who are just pulling their hair out and not understanding why, but still just very angry that, the president rejected the pipeline. And so that is another big issue that is undermining our recovery, really hurting small businesses. I mean, they can't raise their prices anymore.
That's right. We're the last people in the chain to be able to raise prices, and when we do, it often costs us business. It's very difficult for small business owners to raise prices. We're either afraid to, or if we do it, we get punished for it. And higher prices from whichever source they come from to our cost of goods sold, our cost of doing business, anything that goes up like that is really punitive on a small business. But Karen, one of the things. I'm not so much interested in the new things we can do as I am getting rid of some of the things that are already hurting us, I started to say Sarbanes-Oxley, but that's one of them, but like the Dodd-Frank bill, like Obamacare. I mean, let's just work on getting rid of some stuff first. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I think that, first of all, stopping the madness from a regulatory perspective and doing a moratorium, putting a halt right now on everything that's in the agencies, I think, would help, beyond the things that are just you need to do from an emergency perspective. So I think that will bring some sense of stability, if you will. But then you're right, we do have to, you know, dig deep and address Obamacare, certainly, and, you know, the Republicans have pledged to do that. But just as important as, you know, getting rid of it is, you know, what are we going to have in its place, mm-hmm. you know, for, and that's what we've been talking about here. You know, it's all about competition, having a competitive healthcare system
right.
that will give business owners more choice in the system and then bring down prices, and we need a national marketplace. And you have Dodd-Frank. I mean, that is just, you know.
That's killing, independent community banks, Karen.
Yes. Absolutely,
and therefore, it's harming the relationship that they have with their small business owners.
Well, it is, and it's basically their survival, you know, of these banks, and mm-hmm. you know, what are we going to be left with? You know, a few, you know, major institutions that did the lending in this country and provide financial services.
But these are things that you're hearing the Republicans talk about as taken care of, right? These are things that this is in their plank, right? This is part of their platform.
Yes, but we're digging deeper and just saying, you know, again, you know, really helping them to understand all of these issues from a small business perspective. The trade issue, I mean, if you watch Condoleezza Rice last night,
wow,
and she hit the nail on the head in terms of, you know, we have basically, you know, solidified, you know, three trade agreements, but those were done during the Bush administration.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, you've got China that's negotiating 20 additional
dozens.
Trade agreements.
Yeah,
and you know there are umpteen ones that they
we're in a competitive. The global economy is competitive on steroids right now, and we're out to lunch. We're sitting on the bench, folks, and we got to do something else. Going to take a quick break. I want to ask Karen about how things may be different next week in her new in the Democrat convention. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.